ever feel like those monthly horoscopes are like way too general, you know, like they're missing that personal touch. Today we are doing a deep dive into something kind of cool, the zodiac signs of August.
Okay.
And get this, we're not just talking about one sign, but two. Leo and Virgo.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be dissecting the super interesting article. Yeah. It's called Zodiac Sign in August, Understanding Leo and Virgo Dates.
Right.
Get ready for some surprising specifics, especially if you or someone you know was born in August.
What's really cool about August is that it's basically like a zodiac cusp.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a bridge between, you know, two totally different energies.
I love how you put that, a zodiac cusp. So tell me, what makes August so unique when we think about, like, the whole zodiac year?
Well, it all comes down to how the signs line up with the calendar. So from July 23rd to August 22nd, we are definitely in Leo season.
Right.
But then, almost like clockwork, August 23rd hits, and boom, we transition into Virgo, which goes all the way to September 22nd.
This is already making those, like, generic August horoscopes feel kind of blah. So for someone born smack dab in the middle of August, what does this split even mean for them?
See, that's where things get super interesting with these cusp signs.
Okay.
It's not about being like torn between two identities or anything.
Right.
It's more about having this unique blend of traits, right?
Yeah.
So someone born on, say, August 10th, they're a Leo for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we inch closer to that August 22nd, 23rd transition, lines get kind of blurry in a good way.
It's almost like being born on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
You get that taste of both. The year you're leaving and the year ahead, best of both worlds.
Exactly. And just like those New Year's Eve babies, people born on the cusp of Leo and Virgo, they might just find themselves relating to this, like, very specific combo of characteristics.
Okay, let's unpack those characteristics a little bit.
Okay.
Starting with Leo, majestic Leo, symbolized by the lion. What insights did our source have about this, like, fiery sign?
The article does a really good job of showing that Leos are way more than just attention seekers.
Right, right.
And while, yeah, they might enjoy the spotlight, their lion-like nature goes way deeper. Think leadership, charisma. They just naturally inspire others around them.
It's so interesting how, like, the animal symbolism in astrology really adds another layer to understanding all this.
Yeah.
Lions aren't always roaring, are they?
Right.
They also, like, relax, you know, bask in the sun after a good hunt. It's about balance.
Totally. And that's actually where those born under Leo can teach us all a thing or two.
Oh, okay.
About balancing ambition with, you know, being able to kick back and enjoy what they've earned.
I'm already seeing Leo in a whole new light.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of a different kind of energy, Virgos. What about those meticulous Virgos? What makes them tick, especially the August ones?
So our source points out that while Virgos are generally known for, like, being detail-oriented and loving organization.
Yeah, classic Virgo.
The ones born in August, they have this even stronger sense of purpose.
Really?
Yeah, it's not just about creating order. It's about using that order to, like, crush their goals.
So we're not talking about, like, color-coding your sock drawer here. This is next-level organization with a purpose.
Exactly.
This meticulous side of Virgos might be why so many of them are amazing project managers, event planners, anything where organization is key.
100%. And what's cool is that this practicality, especially in August Virgos, often comes with a huge dose of compassion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's this combo that makes them awesome friends, partners, colleagues, you name it.
It's amazing how even in just one month, the zodiac has, like, so many layers and variations.
Right.
This is definitely not your average, like, back-of-the-magazine horoscope.
No way.
But speaking of variations, the article mentioned something I've always wondered about, Leo and Virgo compatibility.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be, like, a classic fire and earth clash, isn't it?
Well, it's a common thought for sure.
Yeah.
But our source wants us to think past those, you know, basic element stereotypes.
Yeah, okay.
Really, whether a Leo and Virgo will click or clash, it goes way deeper than that.
I'm all ears. Tell me more. What does the article say about what makes these two signs tick, especially, like, as a couple?
It goes back to that balance thing we were talking about before.
Okay.
Leos, they naturally crave excitement, spontaneity.
Right.
They can actually learn a lot from Virgo's grounded, practical way of doing things.
Interesting.
And on the flip side, Virgos, they can loosen up a bit with Leo's knack for, you know, bringing passion and adventure to life.
So it's not about, like, changing who you are deep down.
No.
It's more about realizing how your differences can actually make the relationship stronger.
Exactly.
It's kind of like that saying, opposites attract.
Yeah.
But with both people, like, actively trying to understand and appreciate those opposite qualities.
Totally. And the article really stresses that communication is everything for a Leo-Virgo pair. Mm. Being open and honest, it lets both people feel seen, heard, respected, you know, all that good stuff.
That's amazing advice, not just for Leos and Virgos, but honestly for any couple going through the whole relationship roller coaster.
Definitely.
Good reminder that understanding is key, not just agreeing on everything. This whole conversation is making me think,
yeah,
if these August signs are already so complex, what about all those other factors that, like, make up our whole astrological chart?
Yeah.
Moon signs, rising signs, it can feel kind of overwhelming.
It's true. Astrology is huge, and there's a ton of details.
Yeah.
But instead of freaking out, let's see it as like a challenge to understand ourselves better.
I like that.
You mentioned rising signs, which the article calls by a fancier name, the ascendant.
Right, ascendant.
Ever wonder why you might not vibe with every single thing your sun sign is supposed to be?
Oh, all the time.
That's where your rising sign comes in.
Okay, I gotta admit, rising signs have always kind of confused me. Yeah. Can you, like, break it down for me and everyone listening? Make it make sense.
Totally. Picture your rising sign as, like, the mask you wear when you first meet someone.
Okay.
The energy you put out there. How you approach the world at first glance.
Mm-hmm.
So your sun sign, that's your core, your true self.
Right.
But your rising sign is how you deal with everything outside of you.
So how does that actually work in real life? Say you've got two Virgos, both born in August, but with different rising signs. Would they act totally different?
Okay, yeah. Let's say we have two August Virgos. One's got Leo rising, the other's got Pisces rising.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Now, both are still Virgos, right? They've got that practicality, organization, attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
But the Leo rising,
yeah,
that might make that Virgo more outgoing, even a little dramatic.
Oh, you know? So their organizational skills have, like, a Leo flair. I can see that.
Uh-uh.
What about the Pisces rising Virgo?
That one might be more artsy, more intuitive. Like a musician who carefully crafts their songs, or a writer who pours their heart into their words.
Right, right.
The Pisces rising brings that emotional depth and sensitivity to all that grounded Virgo energy.
So it's like we each have not just one thing, but this whole tapestry of astrological stuff making us who we are.
Exactly. That's what's so cool about really getting into astrology.
Yeah.
It shows how complex and unique we all are. It's like comparing a simple little doodle to, like, a full-on detailed portrait. You know?
This has been so eye-opening, honestly. I kind of want to go look at my rising sign right now and see how it all fits in with my sun sign.
I think everyone listening should, honestly. Think of it as like a journey to get to know yourself better.
Yeah.
Figuring out how all this cosmic energy mixes to make you you. There's like tons of stuff online.
Right.
Birth chart calculators, articles, all that to help you find your own astrological blueprint.
Totally. It's about taking that little bit of curiosity and then, boom, diving deeper, exploring those little things that make you, you.
And, hey, maybe learning about how August's zodiac is split.
Yeah.
With passionate Leo, meticulous Virgo, and those cool cusp folks in between.
Right, right.
Maybe it'll help you see yourself and everyone around you with a little more, you know, compassion and understanding.
It's a good point. This whole chat has reminded me that even when we think something's, like, set in stone, like zodiac signs, there's always more to learn.
For sure.
So to all our listeners out there, especially the August Leos and Virgos, what do you think?
Yeah.
Do you feel those cusp vibes? Does your rising sign, like, change how your sun sign plays out? We want to hear from you.
Keep this going. And remember, astrology, it's a tool to learn about yourself and grow. It's not about, like, fixed answers. It's about exploring.
I like that.
So, yeah, embrace all the ins and outs, stay curious, and keep digging into the awesome world of astrology. Who knows what you might find out there about yourself, about other people, about everything.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into August zodiac signs. Definitely more than meets the eye, right? Make sure to check out the full article, Zodiac Sign in August, Understanding Leo and Virgo Dates, for even more insights. We'll be back soon with another fascinating deep dive. So until then, keep those minds curious and those stars aligned.